With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The U.S. and British militaries have bombed multiple sites in Yemen.
In a statement, President Biden says the strikes were meant to demonstrate that the U.S. and its allies will not tolerate attacks by Houthi militants on ships in the Red Sea. The U.S. Air Force's Mideast Command says it struck over 60 targets at 16 sites. It was the first U.S. military response to drone and missile attacks on commercial ships since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Houthi rebels have carried out 27 attacks involving dozens of drones and missiles since November 19th.
The reason for last night's action was self-defense.
Talking to Sky News, UK Defense Minister James Heapy notes that two nights ago, British and American Navy ships suffered attacks as well. In reaction from Yemen, a Houthi military spokesman vowed retaliation. Jennifer King, Washington.
The military strike came as questions still swirl around Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's failure to disclose his cancer surgery and hospitalization in a timely manner. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells the Salem Radio Network that he's not alone in his belief that Austin should step down.
If you were to do a survey of the senior leadership of the armed forces, that you would find that that's a similar view. This is a stark world, a dangerous world. Our enemies are empowered by this, and Lloyd Austin should resign, if not be fired.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden's son appeared in federal court in L.A. yesterday.
Hunter Biden told the judge he was not guilty on 9 counts of tax offenses. If convicted of all the charges, Biden could face 17 years in prison.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn. Wholesale inflation fell in December. The government's producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, was down 0.1% last month. This is SRN News. Congress is working on a pro-life bill. SRN's Michael Harrington with more on that.
It's called the Pregnant Students' Rights Act, and it would provide women on college campuses with life-affirming information. The measure has passed through the House Committee on Education and the Workforce and is waiting for a floor vote. Pro-life groups are cheering. SBA Pro-Life America says, quote, "Women should never feel pressure to abort their child for fear that they will not have the support they need to pursue higher education." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legislation addressing transgenderism will be in play across the nation this year. In South Carolina, one of the few southern states without a ban on sex change operations for children, a House committee has voted to send a ban to the House floor. The bill would also prevent Medicaid from covering such treatments for anyone under age 26. In Oklahoma, meanwhile, two measures remain active from last year that target sex change operations for adults. This is SRN News. Mississippi's capital is under a boil water order because of bacterial contamination. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
State health officials have told Jackson residents to boil their tap water after traces of E. coli bacteria were found in the city's supply. But the manager of Jackson's Long Trouble water system disputes the findings while calling it a devastating setback for rebuilding public trust. The notice is also imposed in the suburb of Flowood. The order comes days before the expected arrival of a blast of cold weather that could further disrupt the local water infrastructure. I'm Norman Hall.
A second avalanche has been reported at a California resort near Lake Tahoe one day after a major avalanche trapped several people and killed a 66-year-old man. Nobody was hurt in yesterday's snowslide. It happened at Alpine Meadows. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.